Okay, enrollment. Fall 2020.
I have a modern African history course that is on Zoom.
Sophomore Joshua Kouassi is looking at his classes in the school's online system, trying to figure out which ones will actually be in person.
I have a German course. Actually, I'm going to switch the German course out. As of right now, it's on Zoom.
Of Kouassi's five classes, it looks like three will be online. Kouassi is confident leaving his West Philadelphia home for State College in the fall is the right choice.
I'm fully aware of all the risks, but I need to get out of the house. So, like, I'm willing to sacrifice so much just to get that social experience back.
Unless partygoers wear masks and stay socially distant, Kouassi fears parties could be the source of a COVID-19 outbreak.
The university is really going to need to crack down on parties. Aside from classes and school buildings where they have cleaning staff, I really think the parties are going to be the biggest issue.
Penn State is still planning to bring students back to campus. University President Eric Barron has said about 19% of classes will be fully in person and 28% will use a hybrid model. A few miles northeast in uptown Philadelphia, sophomore Ian Lynch knows firsthand about what COVID-19 can do. Two of Lynch's aunts and three uncles died from COVID-19 complications earlier this year.
There are a lot of people who just either one, don't believe in this whole pandemic, or two, just don't care. It's quite frankly unfortunate because I personally have lost five family members to this virus. It took a toll on my family.
While the self-proclaimed extrovert misses his college friends, Lynch says the problem of COVID-19 spread extends to all areas of college life, not just parties. A political science major, Lynch is frustrated and says he cannot put his faith in the Penn State community to stay safe if some students decide to ignore COVID-19 protocols. Still, Lynch plans to return to school. Like Kouassi, three of his five classes will likely be on Zoom. If the remaining two are moved online, Lynch will reevaluate his schedule.
If everything is online, I need to switch some of my classes around. I'm more of a in-person learner.
Senior broadcast journalism major Gwyneth Falloon will live in a new apartment complex downtown. While Falloon says she is lucky to have only one roommate and a bedroom to herself, she doesn't think students will follow the university's guidelines. Students will be asked to sign a pledge to agree to follow basic health rules like wearing masks and staying socially distant both on and off campus. The Interfraternity Council has agreed to suspend all social activities.
I think it's going to be a little bit of a nightmare. I'm hoping it won't be in that people will take the precautions and wear masks and stay 6 feet apart, but there's only so much of that that you can do. Penn State's a big campus. You walk to class, there's thousands of people around you.
Falloon is taking just three classes, with two online and one in person. While Falloon will limit the number of friends she sees this fall, she worries other students will not make the same sacrifice and will hang out in social settings with many different people.
I think everyone's just kind of excited to go back, so I think it's going to be a little bit of a disaster when we all go back. 50,000 students together and saying, okay, don't go hang out with each other. It's not really going to work.
August 24th will be the first day of classes for the fall semester at Penn State. I'm Andrew Destin in State College.